Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast wherein we look at the coldest, stalest gossip from tabloids that are 20 years old. And we bring it back into your memory.
This week, and we do this via primary source document.
Of course, we have the originals right in front of us.
So what I'm holding in my hands, this precious, precious thing, is an Us Weekly from April 26th, 2004. And on the cover this week, we have Brad and Jen, Deborah Messing and husband, Rebecca Romaine Stamos and John. And then the whole tie that binds is baby struggles and joy.
God, just like last week.
Yes, we've got Deborah's first baby pics, split over baby with Rebecca and John, and then with Brad and Jen. It's what's behind Jen's mysterious doctor's visit, her new plan to finally make Brad a dad.
Oh, God.
And on the top, we have Trump strikes back at Omarosa. a feud that kept us locked in.
And then she worked in his administration.
And then when she left, after, you know, the compulsory 6 months that everyone did there.
Right.
She was like, I have the N-word tape. I have it and I'll spill it. And she never did. Hot new couple. Apprentice Bill is with Bachelor's Jen. Who did he actually marry?
Rancic? Juliana Rancic.
Okay, but what was her maiden name?
That's a great question.
Because she was like a thing before that.
Yeah, she was like an E correspondent.
It was like surprising that she married Bill Rancic.
Yeah, because it was kind of like, this is such a random combo.
This is just a guy.
Yeah. Juliana DePandy.
That's not better.
It's not better. She was born in Naples, Italy.
In my mind, she's from like the Maria Menounos set.
Definitely. And I think she would actually be so grateful to hear you
really
say that.
Honored.
That's like a reach for her.
that's a real get.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before we get into what was happening 20 years ago, first let's examine what is currently in the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag? In our bags.
Okay.
Lindsay, what's in your bag?
Thank you so much for asking. First thing that's in my bag is sort of, we tried a thing and then we decided it wasn't for us. Keen listeners or regular listeners will know that last week we recorded a video and it was very fun. It was very frustrating to figure out the equipment. And then when I listened to it, I was like, ooh, my ears are burning. It was the mics
I'm so
were hot,
sorry
gang.
If you made it more than a minute. I couldn't listen to last week's.
No, I haven't finished it all the way through. And you know what? Again, it's fine. It was an in touch. Yuck. Mm-hmm. But this week, we're back to the basics. And I'm thinking that's a good move. I'm looking at scanners, gang. We're really going to get serious about giving you visuals.
We do understand that there is a huge visual component to this podcast. And we stand with a commitment that when you get the episode, there will be accompanying social posts.
Right.
And then eventually, if you would like to access the entire Sherman Sisters Presidential Library, we will discuss options there.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we're working on it. But I was glad that we got on the same page about like, you know what?
What a relief.
What a relief.
Plop. is.
Oh, what a relief it is. Because I was already like, oh God, I was dreading it today.
In this office, flop sweating like I'm a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kid and never stops. I can't do this.
No, it's much more simple. We can reach for the stars on the video.
You can't
and we
have your all your burners on at once.
We can't.
You
no.
can't. And
no.
I have a almost 5-month-old.
Oh my God.
You've got a 5-year-old.
A 5-year-old.
An almost 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. We both be working full time.
Yeah, well, sort of. Technically, I do.
My tits are on the job.
They are really, yeah.
Yeah.
You're making food for someone.
I am. And I'm...
You're a whole food source.
Thank you. Well, let's stay on your bag, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and so speaking of food, the second thing in my bag is a Cava Greens and Grains bowl.
Girls,
Cava is, I know it's old news to some of you, but it's a recent discovery for 2024 for me. Because we don't have one like close to us. There's one on the drag. And there's
I
one
went
at the
downtown one when I worked downtown.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah. I like it so much better than Sweet Green, I can't even tell you. And so much better than Chipotle. It's just like...
Do you remember Leaf? That used to be my jam.
I loved Leaf.
Yeah.
God, that place was so good. I went there like a bunch. Remember Mom and I used to meet you there when I was pregnant with Tig in the last couple weeks? Because we kept being like, well, maybe if I have enough fiber.
There was another salad joint downtown that was super good that I used to go to all the time. I'd go get my like Wendy's ass 1,000-calorie salad.
Was it... Leaf was the one that was where,
yeah,
what's it called is now, right? That Italian, or I guess Italic's not even there anymore.
Numero 28. It's near there.
Oh, I'm getting it mixed up then. No, I'm thinking of the place that's on, that was on 6th.
I know, I can't remember.
Right past Congress.
Place.
I can't remember the name of it either.
All the time when I worked at that.
Yeah, that's the
place.
One that I went to with you and Mom. Yeah. God, that was good. Yeah, I love a good salad. And like, I just really love like a bowl based meal, and I hate coming up with what to throw in the bowl for myself, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So I love when there's just some guidance.
Right.
And, so yeah, that's what Parker and I had the other night after our daughter's birthday party. We were like, I'm so wiped. And that, like, we had just both been like running around all day. So we were like, okay, I'm just going to have like a healthy-ish dinner and half a bottle of wine, and that should fix me right up.
That is girl dinner.
It was girl dinner. It was really tasty. And then the final thing in my bag, I've mentioned it obliquely in past episodes, but I really want to encourage everybody to watch Loot season 2 on Apple TV Plus. The first season's cute or whatever, but season 2, boy, I'm laughing. I'll tell you what, I'm so tickled. I think Maya Rudolph is like our preeminent physical comedian.
She's so silly.
She is so silly. In this last episode, she goes on this like yoga retreat, and she's the main reason that she goes is she's like super horny. Like, she's like, I haven't gotten any in a long time. And her coworkers are like, babe, it's getting weird. Like, you need to just get back on the saddle. And so she's like, no, I'm going to go to this yoga retreat to like curb my cravings or whatever. And then her partner walks in, and it's Benjamin Bratt, and he still looks great.
He's a good looking man.
Still looks great.
Yeah,
and so she ends up hooking up with him.
Good for her.
It was really cute. But the way that her face, she takes like such a face journey when mm-hmm. she sees him, and Parker and I were tickled. We were just laughing. It's just a silly show.
Okay.
Like, the premises of it are so goofy. Joel Kim Booster is very silly.
I'm going to give that a shot tonight.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Because I need a silly Billy show.
It is a
for
silly
bedtime.
Billy, no worries
yeah,
show.
That's
and like
what I
the
mean.
First season was fine. It's like she's basically like a Mackenzie Bezos type figure. So her name is Molly Novak, and so a Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband is a billionaire and leaves her for a younger girl. And so she ends up getting half of his money, and she's like, what do I do with my life now? And so it's kind of fun. Like, she's trying to kind of like create some meaning for herself, but she's also just like a dyed in the wool rich bitch. So she's mm-hmm. like, I can't, I'm not going to be a person of
well,
the people,
you know, a rich girl content.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. It's very aspirational.
Speaking of Mackenzie Bezos, I know you're not caught up on Who Weekly, and I wish you were.
I've got to get going on it.
There's a segment where they're talking about Keith McNally's fight with Lauren Sanchez.
Who is Keith McNally?
He is a restaurateur, owner of Balthazar. Am I hot? Am I?
No, you're great. You're okay. Doing great.
And he's the one who like blew up James Corden's spot.
Oh, that's right.
But then he also was like
a hero.
yes, but he started beefing with Lauren Sanchez as the new Mrs. Bezos.
Yep.
I know who she is. Yeah, who am I talking to? And he like said that they were a disgusting couple and nasty
yeah.
and whatever, but he made the mistake of saying looking rather than like behaving, which like, I need you to be so for real. She is not an ugly woman.
No.
She's actually rather a smoke show.
Right. But I mean, them as a couple, I could believe is disgusting looking.
Nasty. And he is hard to look
He's
at.
He's very difficult to look at.
The other two episode where they show the billionaires getting weird work, I think about it all the time.
And also when she goes to dinner with that guy and he finds out that he's like a billionaire, and then the next thing she knows, he's like gearing
like
up for space.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
I love it. But yeah, so basically the segment on Who Weekly was like, they were rating, based on the, like, the anger of the celebrity friends defending her in the comments, what kind of sweet they'd get in the bunker.
Oh God, that's so good.
Silly.
That's so silly.
It's a good episode.
Okay. I'm going to have to listen to that one.
Yeah, you should. It's the one Cosmo Jarvis is in the title.
Okay.
Which is so, you and I talked about Cosmo Jarvis on this podcast.
Remind me who Cosmo Jarvis is again.
He is the male lead in Lady Macbeth. And
oh, that's right. Okay.
A few other things, but I was like, I hate to sound ugly, but that's a name.
But it's a silly name.
Cosmo Jarvis.
Cosmo.
And apparently he went somewhat viral in the UK by writing a song from the perspective of a gay pirate. He is not gay.
Hmm.
It's all very Hank Green.
Sometimes we don't need to. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think a lot
I
of
like
pirate content.
Hank Green is a shorthand for like, girl, shut up.
It's kind of like Funko Pop culture.
It is.
You know?
And it's honestly like no one's hurting anybody.
No.
No. I have...
I just have hate in my heart.
I hate my heart. There's a contestant on this season of Top Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Craig and I have not really been able to sink our teeth into this season because no one has any charisma at all. And there's an individual who is the biggest dumb dork I've ever seen in my life. The like urge to shove into a locker is like unbelievable. This person did not a single thing to me. Probably a sweet angel.
Just an unctuous person to you.
I don't like. And this is going to sound rich coming from me, but I don't like teacher's pet energy.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. That's why when I watched that one season of, what was it, that kids cooking show, MasterChef Junior, the first season.
I don't like precocity.
Right. There was like a little boy on it that I was like, he reminds me of all the little boys that I took GT classes with who thought they were God's gift. And it's just like, yeah, babe, we all just said that. Like, you're not special. You know what I mean?
There was one kid in one of my advanced classes. They were all advanced classes. We had to do a group project. This was sixth grade.
Yeah.
And everyone had to pick a country, and then we would do our project on that country.
Right.
We had all arrived at, I want to say, somehow New Zealand was in the mix, and we all either picked a different country and he had his heart set on New Zealand, or we had all picked New Zealand and he had his heart set on something else. But like, this little bitch went to the teacher and somehow we had to do whatever country he chose.
Oh my God.
And I still don't understand the logic. This was the teacher that beefed with me, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was probably just because she was like so close to retiring that she was like, you know what? You're going to be so much more annoying than the rest of these kids. You're going to be such a big pain in my ass that I'm going to take your side just to shut you up.
It was, I remember feeling like, oh, okay, cool. So being a little bitch gets you rewarded.
Right. Unfortunately, it does, I fear.
It kind of does.
Do you think with reality TV, because I'm noticing that a lot of shows are sort of starting to feel like they're in a flop era, and I'm wondering if it's because...
It's the tailwind.
Yeah. Enough people have seen like what happens when you are outlandish on reality TV. And so they're either self-producing to be that or self-producing to tamp that down. And it's like, I just want you to actually react the way you would react in the situation and let the producers do what they're going to do. Because that's you got cast for you for a reason.
It's so hard to get the juice on a good reality show.
It really is.
Miami's got it.
Miami has it, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Valley has potential, we've discussed.
Yes.
But that only works because it's couples that hate each other.
Oh my God. And don't they?
They hate each other.
Hate each other.
I was getting caught up to date on the Jacks of it all.
Girl.
Prior to this.
They're getting divorced. Have they announced that they're getting divorced? Or they just said they're separated?
They're separated, but he's like, she unfollowed him.
Yeah.
I think they even unfollowed each other, but she unfollowed Lori Krebs, the publicist that people are thinking he slept with, too.
Tax. That man is trash.
That man is just... And he... my friend Emily said it best. He looks like Lord Licorice. Now.
He does look like Lord Licorice. Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah.
It's menacing.
It's so scary. And it is such a bummer because he had a nice face.
He did.
And if he had let it age naturally, we probably would all have a different consensus on him.
If he had worked on himself.
No, there's rot in his soul.
Like his soul instead of his face, then we would be in a much different position.
I look at him and I'm like, that.
He's evil.
A sociopath.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
He's actually really most scary. Like the other
all the men on Vanderpump, all of them.
Well, except all the men James. On Vanderpump. Oh my God, James is having a great season.
James is I actually what do a think sweetie James pie this did season. Work on himself.
I do too. And yeah. I also think Allie has been very good for him.
I love Allie.
I love Allie. What a sweetie pie.
Yeah, she's got who is that like 170s actress that she reminds me of?
I don't know.
A lot of them.
Allie McGraw type.
Yes,
beat.
Allie
yeah,
McGraw.
Yeah.
She does look like
her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cute. Oh, she's so cute. I like her so much. Yeah, this season, it's getting tiresome. You guys are almost in your 40s. Please behave differently. Am I to believe that Joe has exited the scene?
For now, I think. I mean, here's the thing that is like so... Schwartz to me is almost the most evil of them all because he exists out in the ecosystem in many, many ways. Like, who among us does not know a man in his 40s who eventually wants to be a father, but wants to waste girls' time in the meantime?
Oh, my God.
It's really what he's doing.
It's a bona fide type.
He has said, and they all live in Austin.
Yeah. Or LA.
Or LA. But he's not mean.
No.
He's not outwardly mean. He's just thoughtless.
It's like the girls on TikTok talk about the taxi cab theory.
What is that?
It's basically like something about, I can't remember how the metaphor works, but basically it's like you can do all the right things, but if he's not looking for a taxi, then he's not looking for a taxi. Mm-hmm. And when he is looking for a taxi, he will pick the one that is available at that time that he wants it. So you can do all the right things, but if he is not at this moment ready to get married and have kids, you're doing that all for no reason.
It's so funny. We've had like agriculture and civilization for millennia.
Yeah.
It feels like this is like this is an evergreen issue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Men being
this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Childish.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like you could probably find like literature from, you know, ancient Rome about trying to trap a man.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
For sure.
So, like, why do we have scarcity around this? It just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
Although it's only getting worse because men are slowly kind of dipping off. Like, did you see that? Like, the numbers of men, of, like, males being born could potentially dwindle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a professor in college who talked about, he was, like, very obsessed with the idea of when science gets to the point where women can conceive without a man, then men will become irrelevant and useless very quickly. And they are finding that, like, it is possible to take like just genetic material from women and like turn it into, and all the babies end up being girls because there is no Y chromosome.
Yeah. But then what happens? You chase that down another generation. There's trouble.
Right. Exactly.
But
so I'm saying like that
men need to figure it out.
They need to pick their shit up basically.
For your own benefit, dude, be family man.
Yeah.
Be family man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Anyways,
what's in your bag? Since we wax poetic about men.
Man. And I'm not even bitter about them.
No, really, because we've got lovely men in our lives.
I had a good situation fall into my lap. But it's like, you watch someone like Schwartz and it's like, you're in your own way, actually.
Yeah, actually. It's so true, because you would be happier if you could just...
I mean, he gave it a go, but it was just the most toxic marriage of all time.
It's like they have such good chemistry now that they're not together.
I know. When I was watching them like insult each other by James's pool, I was like, kiss,
kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss.
I like that we're just going to have a Vanderpump segment.
I think that's very fair.
Okay. First thing, ticket to see Connor O'Malley.
Okay.
I did that Saturday night. Thank you, Nicole.
Yep.
So bizarre, so funny. Really, really enjoyed it. I can't even remember the opener's name, and his Instagram is private. It's good.
Great.
I think Ray Straham. I'll look it up.
Okay.
He apparently had one line on The Bear.
One line.
One line on
Fabulous.
The Bear.
Fabulous. I'm sure I remember him.
He was super funny. Connor O'Malley is one of the strangest, funniest stand-up things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. Also went to Joanne's beforehand.
Joanne's Fabrics?
Snack bar at South Congress
Hotel. I'm not familiar.
It's a McGuire Mormon joint, I believe.
Okay, cool.
At first, the queso was weird to me, and then I kept eating it, and I thought, perhaps this is the best queso.
Explain.
It was kind of sweet.
It was like a caramelized
queso. Onion aspect of it to perhaps, I don't know, it ended up
being stretchy
really
queso?
Mm-mm. There was flammiato though, because Nicole and I split fajitas and they just literally put it, the flammiato on the fajita dish.
Oh.
Which I was like, now that's what we should have been doing this whole time.
Okay. Right.
No, I know.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I know. So there's that. The other thing, one of the other things in my bag is the Aesop parsley seed toner.
Okay.
Our mom went to Australia a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. The Antipodes.
Is that what they call that?
Well, just that's that part of it.
I've always wondered that. Antipodes?
Antipodean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing about their economy is it's doo-doo butter. And their money is monopoly money. And it's because they aren't significant to the global stage.
She is such smoke for Australia. Kate Blanchett is from there.
Yeah, but she's Texan in genetics.
So she's fair. She's allowed.
She's and actually.
And is it Rose Byrne Australian or is she from New Zealand?
Is hot actors.
That's so true. Naomi Watts, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, Russell Crowe. We know this.
Nicole Kidman. We come here.
I don't know the rest.
I don't know the rest.
I'll go to AMC that often.
Rose Byrne is Australian.
Yeah. Then
but they got out of there.
They got out of there. There's a lot of good actors, obviously, from Australia, but they're not my concern. Mom went there and brought us back Aesop and was like, this ain't nothing to someone like me. Like, we got carrying
full
cases.
Size. Yeah.
She was like, you know what? I go to the Antipodes, I ball out.
She also got us
the third world country to me.
The nicest cotton nighty. Was yours was a jammy set.
Mine's a jammy set. It does not quite fit yet. Thank you for asking. It was my beautiful postpartum body and my hips that have not shrunk back to normal hips.
It'll fit eventually.
I know it will, but it's giving uggy, uggy, uggy. Look at the mirror. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But it is a process.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I know. When did you feel hot again?
Oh God.
Are they off the tit?
No, I think I remember feeling cute by my 30th birthday and Tig was not quite a year old yet.
So like 8 months.
Yeah.
10 months.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. I think that sounds right.
That's good. Cause I have one of my most fashionable friends is getting married in November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to be grand.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
The last thing is unexpected in my bag. The Darren Aronofsky Noah movie from 2014. Yeah. I threw it on because I couldn't sleep the other night and because Netflix was like, hey, Christian mama, we noticed you watched that documentary series about Moses. Would you like this too? And I was like, thanks, Christian mama. I threw it on. I thought because Russell Crowe was in it that it was, and because
the subject matter is boring.
Biblical. I thought that it was Ridley Scott because he did that terrible Gods and Kings movie.
Right.
No, it was Darren Aronofsky. So it
has a point of view.
As hell. Yeah, it had a point of view. It has the beautiful Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, she's so hot.
You know what? I was just looking through my Google Photos. I had forgotten that when Craig and I went to Mexico City a couple years ago for my 31st.
Uh-huh. Did you see her?
No.
Okay.
No, the hotel we were staying in Roma Norte, in Condesa, inexplicably had a stretched canvas photo, a huge stretched canvas photo of Jennifer Connelly by the bathroom.
Well, of course.
No, Lindsay, it was like 18 by 24.
This is so odd. It's like one of those IKEA things.
Take a photo with it. Yeah.
We're like, okay,
sure. That mm-hmm. was. We stayed in that room for one night, and then we had to move because they didn't have AC. But they're like, we have windows, and it's so temperate. But the window opened into the interior lobby, and
no.
I had food poisoning.
No, ma'am. I have to have air conditioning, and that's a non-negotiable.
No, and if it actually creeps above 70, I'm going to pull out a gun.
Thank you for saying this.
No, I don't know how you live.
No, every single night.
I don't know how you live, Lindsay.
Every single night when I go to bed, because I have that, we have like an Ecobee, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, so do we. And I think that thing is messing with us.
It's supposed to be a smart thermometer. Therefore,
it's smart for the energy companies, not for you.
Apparently, because I thought that if I continued to tell it that at 10 p.m. I wanted it a crisp 68 degrees.
That's exactly right.
That it would
That's
understand.
Exactly what it should be. 68 at bedtime, 69 during the day to save power. I want to wear a chaquette while I work.
Parker will just be snoozing away, snoring. And I'm like, half the time, I'm like, I'm blaming him snoring on me not being able to sleep, but I actually think it's the heat.
No, it has to be cold.
And then when I remember that, literally every night, like a dumbass, after 30 minutes of tossing and turning, I like crank it down to 68, and 20 minutes later, I'm asleep.
I need to do that tonight.
I've been hit so hard with TikTok ads for that cooling blanket. Have you seen that?
No,
Okay, I'll send one to you, but go ahead. You do. What do you do?
Crank it low and put on a heating pad.
Waste who?
I don't want to be part of the solution. You first. I couldn't. I could not sleep last night, and I think it's 100% hormones, because just like I really feel like postpartum is like playing Mario Kart, and sometimes a banana peel is just going to be thrown.
Yes.
Like things will be
normal. I would just be sweaty.
And then, yeah, and then like one night every 20, 30 days, it'll be like, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, hot flashes.
I had hot flashes. I could not. I had insomnia.
Yeah.
I tried to fall. Like, one thing I'll do to fall asleep is I'll throw on a movie. And I have realized now it has to be a kind of boring movie I've seen before. So I did that with Social Network recently. And that was perfect.
That's a great one. It's really quiet.
Yeah.
I watched that when I spent the night at y'all's house when Clover was a baby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I turned that on in the living room. Yeah.
Last night I was like, well, try a quiet movie I haven't seen before. And I threw on Shiva Baby. Boo.
Really?
Boo.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I think I'm at a point now where if the content is like people being sad and messy, I'm just a beautiful mess. Shut up.
That's for your 20s.
So Rachel Sennett is neither gay nor Jewish.
Oh, really?
It's really important that we remember that Rachel Sennett is neither gay nor Jewish.
Is this so?
Actually, make sure my... Double check that. What if she's like, I'm a proud gay Jew?
And you're like, she's neither.
You know what, my bad. Mistakes were made.
Rachel Sennett.
I'm pretty sure she is a straight shiksa.
Let's see. She's from Connecticut, so odds
are good. Also rumors
Italian and Irish descent and was raised Catholic.
There are rumors she dated Stavros Halkias.
I don't know who that is. It doesn't say anything about her being gay, so I'm guessing.
Google him and you will be shocked.
Stavros, what now?
Halkias.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Begin to spell
that. He's a
comedian. I know who you're talking about. That guy's hilarious.
He's so funny. Did you watch his special on Netflix?
No.
Oh my God, I was dying laughing.
I didn't know he had one, but I'm going to have to watch it. That guy is hilarious.
I'm glad we've talked about this now. Craig and I watched that special at Mom and Dad's house, and I was howling.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out.
It's gross.
Okay, good.
Anyway, that's what's in my bag.
Fabulous.
So back to this...
issue.
This magazine.
I'm so ready.
So one thing we need to get out of the way is that in the week of April 26, 2004, what do you think the top song was?
Probably still Yeah by still Usher. Yeah.
What do you think the top movie was?
Is it still Kill Bill 2?
Mm-mm.
It's moved on.
1 week.
Is it Mean Girls yet?
No.
That was May.
Was it May?
2004, maybe. It came out in 2004.
It was Man on Fire with Denzel Washington.
Oh, I'm not familiar with this IP.
Yeah, no, I think I like looking this thing up specifically because I remember movies that I'd like fully forgotten.
I actually just saw a TikTok about Denzel the other day. I sent it to you. Yeah, yeah. This girl saw him on the Amalfi Coast.
That's really sweet.
He's so cute.
He is. What a handsome man.
Still handsome.
So... Let me just eat our vegetables real quick here. So,
get the cover stories done.
Trump strikes back at Omarosa. I didn't even...
encounter it?
I didn't put like a sticky for it because I thought surely this is not what they're talking about.
Oh my God. Sometimes I swear to God, their cover stories, it's like a 2-inch square.
That's exactly what happened here.
On like a middle of the magazine page.
So let's start with the cover, which is Deborah's son. They do not give his name.
Good for them.
And I think that she just volunteered these photos up because they're also kind of obscured of his face. But this was a big week for the Messing Persons.
Okay. Not the Messing Persons.
I really thought about it.
That's so good.
You know I did.
Molly's spiritual gift is coming up with like stand-up names.
Yeah.
When we were, my favorite one being when we were in New Orleans in 2016, there was a drag queen at Oz who...
It was just a civilian.
I mean, was he emceeing though? He was on the stage.
Perhaps.
And Molly goes, I was like, who does that guy look like? And she goes, Nestor Carbonell. And I was like, wow. You didn't even have to think about it. No. And that's exactly who it was.
There are Nestor Carbonells everywhere for those with eyes to see.
But she was like, wait till the nest eggs hear about this.
I love to come up with these.
Messing persons.
It's right there.
It's so good.
Anyway, also at this around this time, John Stamos and Rebecca Romaine Stamos were ending their 5-year marriage.
That's a shame. They were so hot.
They were so hot. Ooh, Lordy.
Remember how our music pastor growing up attended that wedding?
Yes.
And was maybe a groomsman.
I think he might have been,
because they were friends.
Did they not both serve in the Beach Boys?
They did both do a tour in the Beach Boys, I think. Wait, was John Stamos in the Beach Boys?
I think so.
Okay. Interesting.
So. Well, I know that they were on an episode of
Full House,
and because they did Kokomo.
Oh my god!
And I feel that Kokomo is one of the best songs ever.
Okay.
I love Kokomo.
Is this so?
No, I've just had one kombucha.
That's so goofy.
Oh my god, I do love Kokomo though.
It is a good song.
It's so
way
silly.
Down in Kokomo. He did actually join the Beach Boys last year as a special guest.
Yeah. Okay, so but he didn't tour in the 90s.
It also says he's been playing with the Beach Boys for almost 50 years, so I really don't know. I can't get a straight answer.
For almost 50 years? How is that possible? Because he himself is like, what, 60 tops?
60, 65, yeah. Sure
maybe.
Enough. Great question.
Anyway, so they broke up basically because she did not want children, and apparently he did, and she was doing kind of the like classic my dogs are my kids thing.
Did she ever end up having kids?
I don't know.
Because sometimes it's like, I just don't want them with you, you know?
No, I think that...
No, she did have children. She's married to Jerry O'Connell.
Wow.
I forgot that. And they have two kids. Twin daughters.
Okay, so her body was like, I cannot have a kid with John Stamos.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. They brought in a body language specialist.
Mm. Oh, no.
This kiss was not mutual.
Yeah, for sure it wasn't.
They also have warning signs. In public, the two were always more than willing to discuss their private life, from Stamos's fondness for colonics to Romaine's erotic dreams co-starring Liv Tyler.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, basically they just, like, wouldn't talk about baby stuff, which I think is actually more than fair, you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and then obviously, like, the baby story... Always the baby story is Jen and Brad. And
you need to leave her alone.
You need to leave her alone. There's like an inset special here about like all the quotes that they gave about wanting babies. Like she said, she was born with the hips for babies. You know, we got our house, the baby's next. She went into like a kooky dooky fertility clinic. Dr. Arthur Wiesot. she was seen wearing a fertility what was the word? I wrote it down here. Fertility medallion.
What is that?
No clue.
Like a necklace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like...
I guess just a talisman of some sort.
This will tell you how far, like, gynecology and obstetrics have come since 2004. They quoted him... There's, like, a line in here about how it's weird that she went to see this, like, experimental doctor who treats infertility with hormones. It's like...
wow.
Yeah, that's where I'd start, too.
That's so crazy.
That's wild. And it was, like, Jennifer from Rachel to Red Hot movie star. And they talk about the movies that she's done, which include The Good Girl, Bruce Almighty, and Along Came Polly. And those were her hits,
y'all. And that was kind of it, yeah.
Her picker is chronically broken.
Because the thing is, she's actually so good.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She's a good actress. But, like, the things she picks are terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
She tried so long to do Uggo Face in movies. Like, Dumplin' and The Good Girl. Like, it doesn't.
You can't. You're beautiful.
You cannot hide that light under a bushel tree. So they also... That's not it.
I was going to let it go.
No, I mean in the sense that, so they show Brad and Angelina on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and, you know, he hangs out on his trailer by himself all day, says a source, but, you know, when he comes out, he's so sweet to Maddox.
I'm sure. I said I'm sure.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. What else did I have?
Knowing what happens.
The misogyny in this is actually truly bananas, because they're also like, she says she wants a baby, but she's been seen drinking wine and smoking cigarettes.
Okay, because she's not pregnant yet. Leave her alone.
Right. When I tell you that I was doing copious amounts of Delta 8 up until I peed on the stick.
Period. Period.
And my kid is perfect.
She's actually one of the most perfect babies I've ever seen.
Science is baffled. they also have... I always think this is fun. They show, like, the actresses that were pregnant on set.
Mm-hmm.
So Catherine Zeta was pregnant with Dylan during Traffic.
Okay.
Julianne Moore was pregnant with her daughter Liv during Far From Heaven.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I couldn't have guessed that. Jodie Foster was pregnant with son Kit during Panic Room. And then Reese Witherspoon was pregnant during Vanity Fair.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I remember that because they covered it so much. There were so many pictures of her pregnant on that set.
I'm sure.
And that movie was such a damn flop.
You know what? And I don't think I actually bookmarked the Trump thing or the Bill Rancic. The Bill Rancic thing was too boring to be believed. But Jen was with, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew Firestone.
Oh, yeah.
And they broke up while I was on maternity leave.
Okay, I didn't realize that they broke up.
She dabbled with Bill Rancic briefly. The Trump Strikes Back at Omarosa thing was like, she was apparently calling him up asking to be a judge for Miss Universe or Miss America, and he was like, no.
Why would I let you do that?
Why? It's like, literally, I get that he's one of the pettiest bitches to ever exist, but
yeah, like, but also I'm like having a hard time seeing why she was asking.
You need to draw a stronger line from A to B there for me.
Right.
Miss Medical Starworth.
Yeah.
So now we can hop into fashion.
Hell yeah.
This is one of the fuggliest spreads. The fashion in this specific
issue
is...
We were down bad horrific. In April of 2004.
Yeah, so it's Shades of Spring. Polka dots, stripes, and swirls. Tinseltown's girls have fun in the season's playful prints and colors.
Florals There's for spring. Groundbreaking.
There's no real like tie that binds, I would say. So we've got... No. Paris Hilton in like a chevron print.
Oh boy, these were everywhere.
Yes, they were.
This is ugly as hell. Everyone looks so bad.
And one thing I think you might notice throughout this issue is that the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days canary yellow dress, the impact that it had.
It's such a tricky color on so many skin tones, I fear.
It looked good on Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, like, oh my God, what a stunner in that yellow dress. And I look at it now and I'm like,
it was the same color as the rest of her. Like, it's the same color as her hair.
Well, that was the vibe.
Yeah, I guess so.
A blonde everywhere, baby.
One thing I noticed also is on that spread of the six looks, six or four of them had asymmetrical handkerchief hemlines. Girl, what were we doing? And well, honestly. I've seen them coming back, and I'm like, absolutely not. And not even once.
You can't reason with these people. And also, like, a few of these people, I'm like, okay, Catherine Bell, unfamiliar with your work, I have to say my dear. Brittany Daniel.
I cannot say the same for you, my dear.
I cannot say the same for you, my dear. You know, whatever.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a perma-flop, as far as I'm concerned.
She is such a flop. Why is she such a flop?
I don't know.
There's something about her. I look at her and I'm like, shut up. She's never said anything. Also, same sort of front we have in the back. There's fashion spring dresses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have
a lot of halters. I see.
Spring dresses for every occasion. Who needs charm school? These feminine frocks and spring shades will have you looking like a lady wherever you go, rain or shine. So we have dinner date, sexy cocktails, romantic weekend, working 9 to 5. And I think you'll find that the daylight between these dresses is nil.
I was going to say.
Day to night was the priority.
We were so, I really so overestimated how many times in my life I would need to go from work to a function. It's almost never happened.
And our prices here go, so for like dinner date, we've got, nothing is below $300. We've got buttons and Doris Ruth, Rebecca Taylor, and Mark by Marc Jacobs.
Are you kidding me? In 2004, $300 would have seemed outrageous.
I know. And then, like, for working 9 to 5, there's, like, a $30 dress from JCPenney.
No.
For those of you who curse to work, we'll do that. It's so gross.
Some of you have calloused hands, and so here's a sort of frock for you.
Maybe you can wear this down to the quarry. I don't know. These are just, like, the most heinous dress. I can't even land
so
on one.
So bad.
There's 12 of them, so we should tag them for the Zodiac. For our
socials.
That's
such a good idea.
That's how you get engagement, baby.
That is so good. I would not wear.
Yeah, tell me what you think is the most Geminiacal dress.
The most Geminiacal? Oh, I'm afraid. I have fear. Probably, unfortunately, this one due to
the interest,
the chevron of it all. This one's actually not so bad. This Victoria's Secret one, that's $128.
Well, if it's from Vicky's Secret, that's probably the Taurus one. It's probably the most comfortable.
It doesn't look comfortable. I'm going to be real.
Actually, none of them look comfortable.
The green is probably the Taurus one.
That's just Misha Barton looking good. They're not even going to suggest that one for us. Fashion Police.
Okay.
Time to defund them here because they were wrong. Okay, I will say the look of the week is Selma Blair, and yes, that is correct. She looks phenomenal here.
I mean, she just really knows what looks good on her.
It's what would you call this dress?
It's like one of those poof. It kind of looks like a La Croix poof dress.
Yeah, but what they called out as two examples of bad fashion are just camp and fun. We have Rod and Kimberly Stewart. She is wearing a dress made of Schick razors or Gillette razors.
Oh my God.
And I think it's fun. He's got like a pink smoking jacket.
I can't picture this. Let me see. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's odd.
It's odd, but it's like, okay, clearly.
They're at the Heatherette show, though. Like, okay.
Oh, I didn't you're even supposed read that part.
Yeah, no, it's like, exactly that's what you should what wear. You should wear.
Show, dumbass.
The thing is.
And then they called out Kyle MacLachlan for wearing a tartan suit that he looks incredible in.
He looks sick as hell. And also, I'm like, you guys don't know what right. good clothes are. So how do you know what bad clothes are?
Heather McDonald was on the Fashion Police panel for this.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, she's been working.
For a long time.
She's been working for a long time. Good for her.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I think is that all the fashion? There might be one more. Well, I'm going to take a brief ad break.
Oh, great.
If you're going to fit into any of those dresses, I have a solution. Carbo-Rite. Extraordinary, delicious, low-carb treats. Scratch and sniff on each box.
No.
Gross. Enjoy all the taste of your favorite treats with a fraction of the carbs. Carbo-Rite's delicious new cereal bars have only 3 grams of net effective carbs. The math on that, boy math is net carbs.
That is exactly what boy math is.
It's so carry the one. Like, it never makes sense.
It's like you subtract the fiber or something out of it. And I'm
Mama,
like,
you shouldn't need it. Just take the damn fiber.
It's God. So stupid.
And okay,
so the way that they get that to 3 net carbs is they just like absolutely blast it with fiber. Farts will be nuclear.
Unbelievable. I remember the first time I tried sugar-free candy, no one warned me of the consequences, and it was like sugar-free peppermint patties from like Walgreens, and it was like incredible.
I did that with
sugar-free
butterscotch when we went to London.
It's not even worth it.
It's not even. Well, I love butterscotch, but my daughter learned this lesson recently because
I forgot about that.
Because at church, the Sunday school activity involved them using fruit snacks, and they were sugar-free, and she was like, yum, I'll eat some more. And she had like two to three bags, and that afternoon she was like, oh my God, my tummy hurts so bad. I was like, yup, you're in for some
girl, that'll happen,
some rough times ahead.
One more ad. Well, we'll have another later, but
yeah.
This episode's also brought to you by Audiovox. Mm-hmm. All your favorite turn-ons. A few little touches of Audiovox can turn a new apartment into home sweet home. Check out this slimline portable DVD player. Her ingenious cell phone, camcorder, and camera combination. Or our luxurious 20-inch flat panel TV.
No.
For the latest electronics, there's no place like Audiovox. Visit www.audiovox.com or call 1-800-645-4994.
It's like a Michael Scott TV.
It is. Yeah.
Oh,
it is.
No.
You can bundle those together. So, that is another fashion segment, I thought. Yes. Okay. I'm glad I remembered this too.
Okay, good.
This is something I've never seen in Us Weekly before, and I do hope we encounter it again. Ask Carson Kressley, where they had celebrities ask questions.
Interesting.
I have doubt.
I cannot believe
or Robin Williams would write in with questions.
Certainly not.
Michelle Branch and Christina Applegate. Soft, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Robin Williams. So, Galactic Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Galactic. He's so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Branch asks, I love wearing black. I'm like the female version of Johnny Cash. What's a good way to wear black and still be summery at the same time?
Beach goth.
Right. Well, now we know. Now we have the tech. But Carson said, you've obviously got your dark side. Isn't that what being a pained artist is all about? Pained artist Michelle Branch.
Because you are everywhere. I love Michelle Branch.
Oh, no, we stand.
They'll never make me hate you, Michelle Branch.
Yeah, no, we're branch managers.
Damn. Okay, that was quick.
Thank you. But too many black pantsuits and pointy stilettos can be a bit Amish for a pretty young thing like yourself.
Oh.
You can still wear black, but add splashes of color. For a summery feminine effect, wear lightweight skirts and silk or chiffon, or try one with a slit that reveals a little more skin. And remember, you've got cleavage. Show it off.
Okay.
This, like, retrograde answer from Carson Kressley, who had somewhat of his original face at the time.
Show off your tits.
Yeah.
Show us a little leg, honey.
She said, how can I wear black in summer? And he said, don't. Show me your tits.
That's it.
That's it.
What was Christina Applegate's quandary?
Oh, I can't believe I didn't call this out. Christina, she would never ask this. Christina Applegate asked, what should I do with jeans that are too small for me? Can I make them into a skirt or something?
Absolutely not.
Couture denim is a terrible thing to waste. Give them to a worthy cause. An underprivileged teen sifting through the racks at the Salvation Army looking for the perfect pair of sevens. If you want to be creative and have some time on your well-manicured hands, cut up your jeans and stitch them together to make a patchwork skirt, handbag, or even a slipcover for your favorite overstuffed reading chair. Maybe it'll be the start of your own line. Hey, it worked for Gloria Vanderbilt. Christina Applegate making patchwork.
I did.
Oh my god! I've never seen you have a physical reaction to something from these magazines the way you just.
I think my ponytail tickled my back too, but I was like, "Ooh, I don't like that at all."
That's one of the worst sensations. Is when your ponytail acts up in public, yeah. Tickles your back, and you're doing a little dance.
Make me look like a fool. Thank you.
Sorry, guys. My ponytail tickled my back.
You know how it is.
God, that is such a like feminine issue.
It's one of the many known issues.
There's one of the bugs. This one, Robin Williams asks, I'm basically the Queer Eye poster child. Hello, manscaping. How can my body hair be trimmed down without a backhoe? No need to rent heavy equipment, Robin. Manscaping can be easy, fun, and painless. Well, not totally painless, but don't overdo it. Simply clip the chest hair with a beard trimmer. For back hair, waxing or laser removal is best. Although waxing is less expensive, especially if done at home, which I do not recommend, it's also less effective and needs to be done repeatedly. This also cracked me up. Carson's tips on spring wardrobes essentials. Wild, colorful prints are a must. Emilio Pucci patterns are great. Mall stores like D&G and Arden B have pretty nifty knockoffs.
D&G? Like, we can just all go into D&G?
Well, also...
Dolce & Gabbana? Is that what that D&G is? Or is there something else?
I don't know what he meant by that, actually. But mall stores having nifty Pucci knockoffs... I said, I'm sure.
Arden B, for sure, was Pucci knockoff central. Remember her?
No.
She's gone. She's no longer with us. Dead. The old Arden B can't come to the phone right now.
Oh, why?
Oh, why? Because she's dead.
So, obviously, like, one of my favorite segments of this magazine is Loose Talk.
Oh, it's the best, yeah.
People have me pegged in a certain way, and I have a lot of conservative fans who'll be mildly offended. But ultimately, it'll make people rethink me. On appearing nude in her next film, Havoc, Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
When she took them then titties out, they never went back in.
And good for her.
And good
for
her.
If I had them titties?
I'd be at Barton Springs.
Naked.
All the time being like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? Sorry that Joe Mann can't keep his eyes off me. What?
Anne Hathaway needs to be studied. She just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. It's like, we're reaching.
I'm sure it'll be streaming soon, but you got to see Eileen. And
I
you
do.
You should read it first.
Got
actually,
to see
I'll
Eileen.
Send you off with my
yes,
copy
please
by
do.
Tonight.
I would love to read it.
Okay, who else? Who else? What up? Oh my God. I sent you a picture of this last night. I want to play a hot nurse, but I wouldn't want to wear this outfit. While revisiting her Aunt Kyle Richards, who plays Dowdy Nurse Dory on ER, Paris Hilton.
Was this like a. Was this like a long-standing, or was it just like a two or three episode arc?
I didn't know that Kyle ever did soaps.
I didn't either. It makes sense though.
Yeah, I guess ER is a little bit like of an elevated soap.
It was an evening soap, at least.
That's a thing. That's a concept.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Would you say that
Grey's Anatomy is an evening soap?
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah, for sure.
I would. What was the show where the girl was doinking the president? You know the one? It was a Shonda show.
I don't know this one. Oh.
Kerry Washington.
Is it Scandal?
Scandal was an evening soap to my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
I watched... someone showed me like the first episode to try to get me into Scandal. I was still in college. And it was, I think, like a higher up in the administration on the show was gay. Or something. I don't know. All of a sudden, basically, she was like... You don't have to hide anymore. We repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Like, that was, like, gonna fix everything. And I was like, this is the dumbest show I've ever seen. And it took years for it to be socially acceptable to say that Scandal was a stupid show.
Yeah, you know...
People get whipped into a frenzy.
They hold on to their little things that they love. And, you know, you do you, but sometimes things are bad.
It's not gonna be me.
And we can just call it like it is.
I know I'm good or I wouldn't be a giant friggin' star. If they don't dig me because I'm over 40, then guess what? I'll be fabulous and creative. And when they catch up with that, you call me. Sharon Stone.
Okay, hot.
She's not wrong. This I just thought was sweet because I am a fool for Russell Crowe.
You really are.
Oh, God, I am. he doesn't even know I exist. I'm more than a little lonely. My wife is a blessing and my son is a kiss from God. Because he was filming Cinderella Man in Canada with his family.
That's a kiss from God? That's really sweet.
Come on. Okay, stars are being just like us again.
For real.
By that, I mean Peg Ryan is courtside at the Lakers, just like me. She's there with Jack Quaid. Look at little Jack Quaid.
Oh, look at how cute.
And then I thought this was interesting. The previous page, don't want to lose that.
Only 95 cents.
There's Kaia Gerber, baby Kaia Gerber.
Wait, where is she?
Right there.
Oh my God, literally a baby.
Yeah, toddler Kaia Gerber.
Aww.
And like 7-year-old Jack Quaid are both in this issue.
That's really cute.
Yeah, a real trip. So the other thing in Stars Just Like Us, you have to see this photo of Kelly Clarkson and Clay Aiken petting Shamu.
Oh my God. Oh my God, she's wearing like a green ruffled tennis skirt type thing with like, you know, those long t-shirts we used to wear over like super short skirts so that we looked like we had like a super long torso.
Yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, the Ong Venus.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Oh my God, this is so silly.
He's doing like a prom pose.
There's
very
Jennifer
straight,
Love Hewitt again.
Hot white heat between Clay Aiken and Kelly Clarkson.
He's got his arms wrapped around her. It's like, get a room, you guys.
Stars are just like us. Here's Pamela Anderson entering a public restroom in Malibu. Like, leave her alone.
Okay, you guys. We all use the bathroom.
We all use the shitter. Not frequently in Malibu, but
thanks for calling our attention to that.
Speaking of Malibu, Leo and Giselle were looking for a home there. They were looking at a $7.25 million beachfront shack. Literally, Lindsay, it was 600 square feet and the asking price was $7.25 million. I mean, it's because it's beachfront property.
I don't care though. How much Malibu. Beachfront property?
600 square feet.
Like the house itself was only 600, but like it better have had like a bunch of land around
it. Yeah, I think so. It's like you gotta knock that bitch down.
600 square feet. Please be so for real.
I want to thank Kabbalah Monster for a wonderful Kabbalah retreat in Florida this past weekend.
Oh, great. Who
Kabbalah
was all present?
Kabbalah couples keep the faith. Semitic celebrities, Ashton and Demi. I don't feel that.
We don't get to call them Semitic.
I was going to say.
They are. Those.
I don't think so.
I think those are too.
I don't think that John Q. Greenberg would call them
I don't. Semitic. I think they sort of dabbled in a little bit of mysticism and then moved on.
Imagine being just like a practicing Jewish person.
Right.
And then all of the sudden,
I hear this irritating noise.
I wonder if that's what felt, because like also Kabbalah is like a very, not very niche, but like people study the Torah very, very, very intensely before they even like dip their toes into Kabbalah.
Right.
You know, like it's not
something for you just to like try on for size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm just going to like lightly, like there's a lot of context that these people are missing.
Right. Yeah. Right. The men had to wear white at this event. And this, I thought you'd find this interesting. Why Ashton and, cause Guy Ritchie was there too. You know, he was like, girl, what is this? Because that man has made nothing but like shoot 'em up movies.
He
with
was
the energy
like,
that it took to be married to Madonna,
you know what?
And her Kabbalah face.
He's like, I'm married to Madge. I better just shut my mouth and keep it pushing.
I love Madonna.
You have two eyes and a heart, don't you?
I can't think of hardly anyone else I'd least rather be married to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nightmare.
No, absolute nightmare.
Nicole saw her in Austin.
It's so good.
A couple things about that. One, Madonna, her request was that the AC not be on.
Excuse me?
Because she likes it to be at least 80 degrees when she performs.
No, ma'am.
And she started 2 hours late.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
No, I would be so pissed.
I want my ticket money back.
I know.
2 hours?
I know.
Madonna, what the hell? In 80 degree heat? This is torture.
I know.
You're going to The Hague.
I think so.
That's ridiculous.
I, in the past, like, when I hear about celebrities showing up late, I'm always like, whatever, what are you doing? And now I'm like,
Now I'm like, I have a babysitter, bitch. Babysitter? I gotta get home.
I'm at a specific point now where my boobs put me on a social timer.
Right.
Anyway, so why the men wore white? White signifies light. Men are asked to wear this color because they have more to learn from Kabbalah than women, explains a male follower. Men have more ego and issues to overcome than women.
Okay,
that
period.
That is our philosophy. I was like, and I know they're right on that. Kutcher's all-white ensemble, head-to-toe, polo Ralph Lauren. Can you say that? But I do see him wearing a white Zoo York trucker hat.
Well, you know.
It he's is incorrigible. It is. Also, at the Kabbalah event, we have Madge wearing a Mary is my homegirl t-shirt.
Girl,
what if I bust one of those out now?
I think that'd be sick as hell. First
I
of all,
I actually might.
You, I bet you could find them. I there's probably like 8,000 of them on like
what this is like 1-inch patch of tummy that's been
it was cool. I thought it was on purpose.
No. No. There's an inset thing in here. It's like a checklist. It says converted. We've got Brittany, Paris, Nicole, and Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna.
You know she was thrilled to be in that company.
Oh, I know, right?
Like, I want a poster of this graphic so bad. Converted.
Like, didn't Brittany get a Kabbalah tattoo of some sort?
Did she?
I feel like she referred to Kabbalah in her book, even.
It's a shame a little bit that we're going to have to table video because we had so many visual gags planned, including wearing juicy suits, Kabbalah string bracelets.
We'll save those for any future live events or whatever.
You know what? Speak that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, this I thought you might find is interesting. Colin's pretty boy past.
Pretty boy past.
Right.
Pretty boy present.
Pretty boy present.
Colin Farrell, by the way.
Yes, Farrell.
But also Firth would count as well.
There's just basically like unearthed these like modeling photos that he took in 95 when he was 19. And it was, oh my gosh, photographer Stuart Campbell took these photos in May 1995 for Farrell's acting portfolio at Colgate Palmolive Factory.
What?
Colgate Palmolive Factory.
Ew.
So he just looked, you know, hot in a 19-year-old
way. I'm gonna pose in front of these consumer packaged goods.
Basically. And then it says, still sexy at 27.
Farrell, oh wow, can you believe it?
No, I was like, nah, I hate y'all. I hate y'all.
He's about to jump the shark, but he's still sexy for now.
Could you grab me another booch?
You got it, girl.
The record of one of the most chaotic pages.
Oh, always.
They just, like, these are facts that they need to spit out, but they're not sure how else to do.
There's no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason because you get things like this where it's like, suing! Jessica Simpson, 23, is suing Four Dog Productions, LLC. She claims the company never paid her the $140,000 it had promised her for wearing a Moto Rock t-shirt in her With You video last year. Rick Solomon, 35, dropped a $10 million slander suit he filed in November against Paris Hilton, 23, and her parents. Interesting. But then you have that paired with this horrifying thing I had never heard of before. Weird Al Yankovic's parents, Nick, 85, and Mary, 81, died of carbon monoxide poisoning after a fire in their San Diego home on April 9th.
Oh my God.
I know. It seems like that should be kind of more of a story.
That's devastating.
Vince Neil.
Who's Vince Neil?
From Motley Crue, the front man, pleaded no contest to assaulting a prostitute at a brothel in Nevada last July.
Wow. We're still using the word prostitute
they
in here.
Said prostitute. He was like, no contest. For sure I did that.
You bet.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
There was a Madonna one in here that I thought that tickled me. Where is it?
What is this? Olsen's changed their name.
Yeah, they're asking to go by Mary-Kate and Ashley now instead of the Olsen twins. Yeah. It's funny to think about because they've always been Mary-Kate. Yeah. They've been
MK and A
longer than they've been the Olsen twins.
Yeah, for sure.
Sunday show. Christians in Ireland blasted Madonna, 45, for scheduling her first ever concert in Ireland on a Sunday.
Oh, Madonna. You did that on purpose, I fear.
A little bit. I do think she did that on purpose. But also, it's funny to think because I'm not up to date with what Irish culture is like now, but I have a hard time imagining that now that would be as big a deal.
I can't imagine that it would be, yeah.
Hot stuff. Matthew Perry loves nude news.
What?
Yeah. This was a thing I remember. How does Matthew Perry keep up abreast of current affairs? Ugh. He watches The Weekend, Flash, Playboy TV's nude newscast. That's my favorite show, the Friends star 34 exclaimed at the whole 10 yards press junket.
Pervert.
When he saw Janelle Perry, 27, no relation, Flash's entertainment reporter, who strips as she reads the news.
Ugh.
Matthew begged to visit the Flash newsroom. He was dead serious, Janelle tells Hot Stuff. I told him it was a closed set, but that we'd probably make an exception. Later, when he met a reporter friend of Janelle's, he pleaded again, could you get me on the show I really want to watch? Wonder what Matthew's girlfriend of 1 year, fashion student Rachel Dunn, 26, thinks of her boyfriend's news gathering ways.
Disgusting. How old was he?
34. So it's not that.
Not a crazy age gap. But still, I'm like, okay, if you have a girlfriend, maybe don't talk about how you love to watch other naked girls.
Old fashioned. I'm like, literally, the second I enter your life, every woman is dead mentally. Bounce your eyes.
Period.
Like, and I don't think I'm asking too much.
No, I don't either. Just a little fidelity, please.
Just a little fidelity, please.
Yeah.
That might be your Scorpio moon expressed there.
Yeah, definitely. That I'm like,
all eyes on me in the center of the ring, just like a circus.
Yeah, you bet.
Madonna's new diva act. We're talking a lot about Madge today, actually.
She's in the conversation.
Yeah, I felt that you would have loved this. Madonna's new diva act. Madonna sure loves Marie Antoinette.
Yeah,
you bet. Hot Stuff learned that the pearl earrings Madonna, 45, wears in ads for her upcoming reinvention tour starting May 24th, in which she dresses up as the 18th century monarch, were taken from the queen's actual crown. They are rare natural pearls, one brown, one white, and at least 20 millimeters, says Los Angeles jeweler Neil Lane, who lent the jewels from his private collection. The singer who famously channeled Antoinette for MTV's 1990 VMAs also reprised the look for a March 7th Purim celebration at LA's Kabbalah Center.
Girl, oh my God.
Girl.
She said, I found a back door into becoming Jewish. I'm not going to...
Honestly,
the Torah, I'm not going to learn all that.
So funny and iconic that she was like, yeah, I'll be Jewish, but I'm going to be a weird new age version of Jewish that I sort of embellished.
Yeah, hope for sure. And just, and I can dip in and dip out at will. Is that Beck and his now ex-wife?
Marisa Ribisi. I always forget that she was in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, they were Scientologists, and he's apparently left both the church and her.
It comes up here. Okay. So, yeah, Beck's baby on board wedding. For stylish shotgun weddings, star brides with bulging bellies are flocking to the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, California. Singer Beck, aka Beck Hansen, 33, and 8 months pregnant actress-writer Marisa Ribisi, 29, a fellow Scientologist, just swapped vows there on April 4th. Why did you make her wait till she was 8 months pregnant?
That's disrespectful. Because it sounds like it was a quickie wedding. So you could have done this at any point. Did it mention her brother being Giovanni?
Which flavor is this one?
That one's Pog.
That is so good.
Isn't that great?
Did you have Pog earlier?
I did. I liked it a lot.
Yum.
We're drinking Juneshine hard kombucha tonight.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
This is the kind of juicy drink I was talking about when I'm ready to... do marijuana again, and we can play video games.
You bet. Yeah,
because I want to play the South Park Snow Day video game with you. Hi, and I want to drink juice.
That sounds great.
At Christmas.
That sounds great.
Anyway, they're just basically like all around the same time. All these other celebrities got married at the same San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, including Paltrow.
Okay.
And Chris Martin, and then they brought this up a few times. Holly Marie Combs from Charmed. Married the show's key grip, a man with a ponytail.
Of course she did.
It's like, every time I see the photo, I'm like, yeah, that guy's the key grip. Sure he is.
Never heard of Holly Marie Combs. And like, the way that I only know her for Charmed, like, I don't know who she is. I've never watched an episode of Charmed. But she comes up in these magazines enough to be like, Charmed, Holly Marie Combs.
No, only, literally only this. This I just also thought you would think was sweet. So they have a section here on, like, celebrities writing kids' books. Jay Leno wrote a book called If Roast Beef Could Fly, and there's, like, a...
Stupid.
Who is Jay Leno-style illustration on the front? It was, like, big-ass head.
Goofy. It
includes a CD with him reading the story.
Of course.
But then also, Billy Crystal wrote a book for grandparents.
Aww.
Called I Already Know I Love You. The adored actor writes about a grandfather's excitement for the birth of his grandchild.
Adored? I know that's effing right.
Right? Crystal himself became a grandpa in 2003. A sweet sample. I want to show you the wind and how it bends the grass. I'm waiting to give you bear hugs, the kind that last and last.
Oh, Billy.
Sweet.
That's really sweet. I love Billy Crystal.
I do too. And then I didn't have a lot this episode. So I guess I will close it out with our final ad. Think you have the ugliest bathroom in America? Enter the View Total Bathroom Makeover Contest, sponsored by Clorox Toilet Wand.
Oh my God.
The View is looking for the ugliest bathroom in America. If it's yours, log on to abc.com, keyword The View, no space, and post a photo of your bathroom along with 25 words or less on why your bathroom could use a facelift. You could win a total bathroom makeover and have your bathroom featured on a segment on The View, plus receive a trip for two to New York City to be a member of The View's studio audience. For details, log on to abc.com, keyword The View.
I would love to see that segment, actually.
I wonder if we can pull that up. And you know what else we need to do is, and I actually am willing to do a second episode, just a bonus episode. It doesn't even have to take the place of a magazine. Maybe we should leave it in the back pocket, but we do need to watch Brave New Girl.
Oh, for sure.
We do.
The Britney Spears, you found it on YouTube?
No, there's just an ad in here for it with Virginia Madsen. I sent it to you last night.
Virginia Madsen.
Her picker can be broken too, if I'm being honest.
So, yes.
Very, very uneven.
That was very uneven. Well,
this is a short episode, huh?
It is a pretty short episode. Well, you covered it very concisely. And also sometimes it's a slow news week, you know?
It was a slow news. I mean, the fact that we're, you know,
still harping on these babies.
Still talking about these damn babies.
Like hypothetical Jen Aniston babies.
Leave her alone for her. I think in the past, she's been like, yeah, the press was obsessed with this. It's like crazy. And it is true that they were crazy about it, but it's also like, I think she really did want them.
Who is it that sends her flowers every Mother's Day? It was really sweet. It was like some friends at, cause
it was someone unexpected.
Yeah. It was like not who you, let me look it up. Jennifer Aniston. Adam Sandler
sends her flowers every Mother's Day.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
I love hearing stories about Adam Sandler being a little sweetheart.
I think he is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Probably a sweet boy.
Probably. And he's just so goofy and, like, rich as hell.
So rich and dresses like he is.
Dresses like shit.
A, like, really crappy frat boy. But, you know, Whatever.
And it's like... What an unexpected success, because he really just screws his face up to make a funny voice. And that's, boy, and has he made lemonade.
Time was. That was all you needed.
Time was. What time is it?
It is 9:20.
You want to go watch something for a little while?
Hell yeah. You bet. All right, gang. Well, y'all have a great week. Bye.